Good afternoon. I'm Al Cresta. Joining me right now is Michelle Payne, a contemporary painter and art historian. While studying in Italy in college, she found a vocation as an artist and also a connection to history and tradition through the Catholic Church. She was raised in a devout Christian home. And outside of the Christmas season, though, she didn't really give Mary much thought. And that began to change when she spent a year studying art history in Italy and really was immersed in Marian imagery. Michelle, good to have you with me. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Talk to me about your upbringing, spiritually speaking. What kind of home did you grow up in?
My parents, my grandparents, everybody in my family, they just loved the Lord and taught me the importance of Jesus and having a personal relationship with Jesus. It wasn't a Catholic home, but it was a very loving and encouraging place, and the importance of Scripture, spending time in the Word and in Scripture, and and learning in that way. And I was very blessed to have that upbringing, because then when I went to Italy, I really I had the stories. I knew what they. I knew what I was looking at when they were biblical stories.
Right.
Not so much all the saints and all that, but some people that I met who were studying art there didn't know the stories about Jesus, even in, like, you know, they hadn't read the Bible, and
right.
So I was really at a an advantage in knowing what I was looking at.
Right. 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 Did you have any suspicions, or did you find Catholic art there, especially with prominence of the Blessed Mother? Did you have any inhibitions about that?
Yes, I mean, my family, my church, they didn't spend a lot of time talking about Catholics, but, you know, I had sort of gleaned that Catholics maybe overemphasized Mary to the detriment of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So although I expected that I would see a lot of Marian art when I went to Italy, I was actually not prepared for the vast quantity that I did see. And it really, I found it just kind of confusing. Like, I didn't really understand why there were so many pictures of Mary, even though I had been led to expect it. I really didn't get it.
Yeah, right. Well, what was the occasion of your going to Italy to study?
So it was my junior year abroad, and I was studying art and art history, and it seemed to me that if I went to Italy, then I would get, you know, ancient history, I'd get Renaissance, medieval, I cover a lot of bases with one location.
Mm-hmm.
And so, so I spent one semester in Florence and then a semester in Orvieto, and that second program was actually with the evangelical school that I was attending. So that was with Christian art students.
What school was that?
Gordon College.
Oh, yeah.
It's outside of Boston on the North Shore. Yep.
No, I've been there.
That program is actually to Gordon.
Yeah. A friend of mine taught philosophy there many years ago now. And of course,
wonderful.
And Tom, my friendly acquaintance, Tom Howard, taught English there for many years, too.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. That program is still in existence. And after I graduated, I went back and worked because I studied on the first pilot semester. So I then, was like, you know, program assistant admin person for there in Orvieto for 2.5 years.
Wow.
After I finished college.
Wow.
So
okay.
that first year studying, I sort of became acquainted with the artwork, and a little bit once I went to Orvieto and met the sisters who hosted us in the religious hospitality house, and met some other people in town. who were part of the charismatic Catholic movement, I began to get this inkling that people there had a relationship with Mary, as well as having a relationship with Jesus. And right. that seemed to me to be quite odd, as there was only Jesus rose from the dead and is still alive, but right. we didn't really talk about all those other people that are still, that are in heaven. Yeah. As much.
Yeah. Yeah. Where do they play into this? But I chuckle because I had the same experience. I had been raised Catholic, but had left, and had a, came to encounter Christ within the context of evangelical Protestantism. And I spent almost 20 years as an evangelical Protestant, pastoring a church and doing lots of mission work. But I know I went through the same thing. I'm thinking, there's something beautiful here, but I don't quite get it. It looks to me as though Jesus is being kind of played off against her, and then why does she get the attention? What about all these other saints? What do they do? But tell me, enough about me here. Let's talk about you. So you went over to, were you an artist or were you just a historian? I mean, when did you actually start doing art?
I've always made art.
Okay.
So from the time I was little, I drew on the backs of that green and white computer paper and yeah. that my dad made piles of. I don't know what he wrote on the other side, but yep. but I drew on the backs of that. And I did art classes in college and majored in art in college as well. And I wasn't really, up until that time when I went to study in Italy, I did think I was headed in a more scholarly direction, that it was something that I enjoyed in writing and researching, you know.
Sure.
I seemed to do well enough at it. But during that time, especially that time, taking art classes in Italy and responding to the artwork there, I really did begin to feel that my vocation was to create and to respond to creation and to the world around me, less than to study what other people had done, and in a verbal way.
Okay. Yeah.
So my path really did begin to shift there, and so since then I've certainly gone the direction more of painting and creating art rather than the studying and writing direction.
So let's talk then about this odd experience of obviously respecting a lot of the art that you saw in Italy, but Mary plays an incredible role there. How did you resolve that?
Well, I mean, she eventually just kind of bowled me over and invited me in.
Okay.
But in the course of my studies, well, so in my observation of you know, what are sort of the genres of Marian art? So there's Madonna and Child. You see the Mary with the baby Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's scenes of the Annunciation. And then you will occasionally see a cycle of scenes from the life of Mary or Mary at the foot of the cross. But the one that really struck me the most was the Annunciation. And when in my research and reading, I realized that those were all altar pieces. And again, this is something that, you know, when I saw it at first, the first time in a book, you know, in a classroom in Massachusetts, they might tell you what they were, but you don't really experience what these pieces are like.
Yeah, they're abstracted from their context.
When they're big and gold and, you know, lots of them are in museums now, but you can go and see some which are still in the place that they were created for in their original context, in a church over an altar. And at one point, and I wish I could remember like where I read this or how I first heard it, the Annunciation is the moment of the Incarnation. It's the moment where God comes to earth,
yes,
through the Holy Spirit into Mary's womb and becomes God with us, God incarnate. That is, when that is an altarpiece, it's over the altar, that same thing is happening on the altar every day in the Mass. God comes to earth and comes into the Eucharist and comes into our bodies,
right,
and into our hearts and into our spirits to be with us in the most intimate way. And so those two things, that moment of the Incarnation of the Eucharist and that moment of the Incarnation of Christ in Mary, those are parallel and in conversation. And it's the most natural thing in the world that that image of Mary with the angel and the dove, even though Jesus is not pictured, you can't
right.
see him there, it's the most natural thing that would be that would be the image that would be placed over the altar,
right,
for the worship of the people, for the work of the people, for the liturgy.
Mm-hmm. Now,
so
that's a tremendous insight.
Well, so once that sort of began to absorb, and I began also to see and more about the Eucharist, particularly being resident there in Orvieto, which has the relic of a Eucharistic miracle, the miracle of Bolsena.
Mm-hmm.
And that miracle, a priest who was doubting transubstantiation, he, at the moment of the consecration, he lifts up the host and blood drips from it.
Yes.
And
yes.
And so that was really, I mean, you can go into the cathedral and like I could look at that relic
yeah.
every day. And I did many, maybe not every single day, but many days.
Michelle, hold it there. Got to take a break. We'll come back and pick it up. Good afternoon. I'm Al Cresta. With me, Michelle Payne, a contemporary painter and art historian, talking about her time of study in Italy and immersing herself in the art that was there. She has a strong background in scriptures, so she was, understood some of the Marian art that was there, the Annunciation, Mary at the foot of the cross. And she came to realize that many of the great works of Mary at the moment of the Annunciation are also altarpieces, which seems most fitting because it's in the Annunciation that the incarnation, you might say the infleshing, if you will, of Christ occurs. And, of course, what happens during Mass. We experience Jesus under the appearance of bread and wine. We've got the miracle of transubstantiation there. So she was at Orvieto, where she was aware of the miracle of Bolsena, in which blood convict a priest who was doubting transubstantiation, blood dripped from the Eucharist there. And did you have difficulty accepting a Eucharistic miracle, Michelle?
Definitely.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It seems like a medieval folk tale.
Sure.
Really. But at a certain point, after I had spent, I guess it was after my second semester there, and I had developed relationships, again, with the sisters that hosted us, who were the Company of Mary, Our Lady, mm-hmm. and with this charismatic Catholic group, which was the Comunità Maria, the Mary community.
Okay.
And the Cathedral of Orvieto, which is dedicated to Our Lady of the Assumption, I believe. Clearly she was everywhere.
Yeah.
So at a certain point, I felt in my heart God say, like, yes, that's hard to believe that maybe that object there is the body and blood of Christ. But do you doubt that this church that you're experiencing here and the depth and breadth of the tradition in both these, you know, sort of more modern ways of the charismatic and those ancient ways of, you know, the sisters, the cloistered sisters, mm-hmm. These other cloistered sisters, you know, do you doubt that this is truly my church, truly the body and blood of Christ? And I could see that it was. I could see that, yes, that there was a connection,
yeah,
and I wanted to be a part of it. It was, you know, the part where it was a calling to me.
Yes.
Because once I saw that and felt that, I couldn't go back to grape juice.
Yeah.
After that.
Yeah. I gotcha.
There was that was a decision that it just was made clear to me. Like, I either have to go all in or outright deny it, that it's not a thing, and
yeah,
and I can't believe it. And that wasn't a choice. So from that point, it was still another, you know, year or two before I was received into the church and confirmed, but
yeah,
that was the beginning. And that, you know, that moment was actually in that chapel there with, in front of the relic.
Wow. Well, that's a beautiful moment of grace. And it's a really profound story. I'm curious if, as you've told us about the art that you were visually seeing and understanding its history, the representations, the techniques that were used, and all that. And I get that the Lord was speaking to you and the Blessed Mother is drawing you through that. Did you have, were you yourself painting in such a way that you believed God was using your painting as a point of mediation, you know, where His grace was available to you through your own painting?
Yes, actually. And I spoke about responding to the world around me visually and to those stories visually. And so this theme of Mary has actually been present in my work up to the present day from that time, because I find her, that attitude of reception and openness to be a posture that, as an artist, is very important. As I sort of like open myself to, to creativity, to the Holy Spirit, to make something out of nothing, to incarnate some kind of message, as well as to, how we are supposed to live in the Christian life. And so there was, during that time, I had begun sort of making my own images of Mary, like Mary with, you know, as I see her, as I see like a woman today. So there was, I did a little series of engravings at that time back when I was living there. That was, she was with open arms and she was kneeling and there was a ladder behind her because the Eastern Church portrayed her as Jacob's ladder through whom we, through Mary Christ mountain, and then through Christ we can go to heaven. So Jacob's ladder was a prefiguration mm-hmm. of the virgin birth and of Mary. So I did my own little black and white image of that, and went to the sisters who hosted us. The Mother Superior, she looked at it and she said, "Will you come to our Vespers tonight and show us your prints and explain them to us?"
Yeah.
And so my Italian was adequate to do that, but I went and I showed them. There's a very small group. There's only five or six of them, you know, running this religious hospitality house. But I just couldn't believe, like, you know, who am I to be the one to be explaining Mary to these women who have dedicated their entire lives to her to the service of Jesus through Mary, because they have a company of Mary, Our Lady. And just in that moment, and because this was this would have been 20 more than 20 years ago, in that moment I heard God say, like, there is something special that I can do with your images that can't be done quite any other way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I don't get those blessings every single day, but they're enough that I keep going.
You stay on track. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. Tell, for those who are unfamiliar with the phrase, what is prefiguration?
So that is a phrase that indicates moments and stories in the Old Testament, in the Hebrew Bible, that point towards Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the sacrifice of Isaac, which did not actually end up happening,
right, right,
would be one of those moments where Isaac is like a Christ figure, and Abraham's willing to sacrifice that, and then you know, he looks for the lamb and it appears in the bushes. But, you know, Christ is then the ultimate sacrifice. He is the Son, he is the Lamb. So mm-hmm. there's a parallel there, and so prefiguration is a term that just indicates all those moments where that point to Christ in the Old Testament.
Mm-hmm. Have you done much? What I guess I'm asking, what is the body of your work? How widespread is it? How many paintings do you have, or woodcuts or sculptures or whatever? What do you have very much?
I do, and you can go to my website at www.michellepayne.com to view them. I do have a body of work that is associated with Mary, some of which are oil paintings and some of which are black and white prints. Some are drawings. I also do a lot of architecture paintings. So mm-hmm. I've painted the Duomo of Orvieto. I've painted the Basilica of Assisi. I've painted the Basilica of St. Benedict of Norcia.
Wow.
Architecture is a big theme. And there's, in that series, there's probably more than 30 paintings and at least as many drawings, as well as a number of prints. And that was another, that whole series also has to do with, like, my searching for the presence of God in church. And some of those paintings are kind of dark, and there's only just a little glimmer
yeah.
of light in them, but it's there. And, but, you know, as an artist, I've also painted a lot of landscapes and, you know, get my practice with drawing the human figure as well. So
sure.
there's quite a breadth, and, you know, I've been working now for, 10 to 20 years as a painter in, more or less quantity, but so I've built up quite a repertoire of work.
No, it sounds wonderful. Sounds wonderful. And you were received into the church when?
2001.
Okay, so 20 plus years there. So that's you're quite well acclimated to
sometimes
the church.
Sometimes I think so. Sometimes I'm not so sure. But that's a different story.
Yeah, that's there are times when one has to kind of go back and retrace one's steps, I think. Do you think that the Catholic Church has been a great spur to art in its history. We can lay claim to some of the greatest painters and sculptors and certainly architects. And in recent time, we don't hear as much about that. Are we in need of a revival of Catholic thinking on the arts and then Catholic doing the arts, the visual arts, I mean?
Yes, I would say we absolutely are.
Okay.
Truth, beauty, and goodness, and I think we're lacking on the beauty side of the culture, not Catholic Church. It's the result of our culture.
Michelle, we're running out of time here. I want to make sure people can stay in touch with you. Where do they follow your work?
So my website, where you can see all of my paintings as well as purchase them in prints, is www.michellepaine.com.
Thank you.
M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E-P-A-I-N-E.
Very good.